The Leverage of Action. Rich Dad said, "Talk is cheap. Watch what a person does more than listen to what they say." The first two sections of this program have been primarily about the mental and planning process of acquiring great wealth. Both processes are important to retiring young and retiring rich. But this next section is what one can and must do in order to retire young and retire rich. There are many books written on how to become rich. The problem with many of them is they tell you to do things that are often too hard for most people to do. This section of the program is about the simple things that almost everybody can do. After listening to this section, you will know that you have the ability to become very rich, if you want to. Or, at a minimum, you will find one or two things that you can do that will make you richer, if you choose to do them. But you need to ask yourself, how badly do you want to become rich? Although the mental and planning processes are important, ultimately it is what you do with what you know that counts. As Rich Dad said, talk is cheap. The Leverage of Habits. Rich Dad said, there are habits that make you rich and habits that make you poor. Most poor people are poor because they have poor habits. If you want to be rich, all you have to do is train yourself to have rich habits. If you are serious about becoming rich, you must do the following things over and over again, from now until forever, for the rest of your life. Habit number one, hire a bookkeeper. Before your banker will lend you $1 million, he or she will want to know that you are trustworthy with the money. One of the ways the banker will feel comfortable lending you that much money is if you have clean professional financial records in the form of a financial statement. Most people cannot qualify for large loans simply because they have poor records. Even if you do not have a business, your personal life is a business, and all real businesses have bookkeepers. That is why I strongly recommend you hire a bookkeeper and keep a bookkeeper for life. By having a bookkeeper keep your income, expenses, assets, and liabilities in line, you begin to keep professional records. I also strongly recommend you sit down with your bookkeeper and go over your numbers each and every month. Repetition is how we learn, and by repeatedly going over your monthly numbers, not only do you establish a good habit, you gain more insights into your spending patterns, you can make corrections earlier, and you ultimately take control over your financial life. Why not do your own record keeping? Why hire an outsider? Some of the reasons are, first, you want to start being a professional B or I quadrant person. All professional B and I quadrant people have professional bookkeepers. So treat your personal financial life as a business now. Second, you want a disinterested outside third party to look objectively at your money and your spending habits. By having a person who is not emotionally attached to your finances, he or she can put things in clear, logical order and speak to you clearly and logically. Third, my poor dad did not want to look at his financial situation. He kept our financial troubles a personal secret, a secret from himself, his family, and from anyone else. Psychologists will tell you that family secrets become toxic, which means secrets poison the family. I know the emotional pain from our financial struggles did indeed affect all of us. Fourth, by hiring an emotionally unattached professional bookkeeper, you can bring your financial challenges out into the open, thereby bringing the subject of money and the business of your life out into the open. If it is in the open and you discuss your finances with a professional, you are more able to make the changes or tough decisions you need to make before the financial problems become toxic. Fifth, if you earn less than $50,000, a professional bookkeeper should not cost more than $100 to $200 a month. As Rich Dad always said, there is good debt and bad debt, good income and bad income, and good expenses and bad expenses. He told me that hiring a bookkeeper and other professional financial advisors was money that went for good expenses, simply because these were expenses that made you richer, your life easier, and prepared you for a better future. If you truly cannot afford a bookkeeper, then find one and trade services. Finally, and most importantly, hiring a professional bookkeeper reaffirms to yourself that you are taking your personal financial life seriously. It means that at least once a month, you sit down with your bookkeeper, are held accountable, learn, correct, and redirect the financial future of your life.